T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to The Good Life. Every Saturday here in the Intercom Good Life studio, we come to you live and in color. Big Mac's working the board. I wish I had some pastries, then his fingers would be sticky for the next board operator. We come in here and we have fun and we share things that I think you'll enjoy. And then we have a guest like Angela Garvich. She's the owner of Goldenrod Pastries, called one of the most innovative women in food and drink by Food & Wine magazine. She's been in all kinds of magazines, Forbes, Tasting Table, Food Republic, Martha Stewart Living, and New York Magazine. She lives in Lincoln, Nebraska, where, as a flatlander like us, she's nice enough to interrupt her probably busy Saturday. Is Saturday one of your busiest days?
It is, yeah. Thursday, Friday, Saturday are pretty busy. It's definitely a little bit different with everything going on right now, but yeah. We are very lucky to have had a busy day today.
Do you have an eat-in portion, or is it just come in, browse, pick, and go?
So usually we have seating for about 15 people. It's a pretty small store, 12 to 15 people. But currently people just place an order over the phone or through online ordering, and it's all takeout. So we just put the order outside for them or hand it out to them outside.
Well, that's good. At least you're getting
that works.
Getting
it
by.
Works for now. We're able to stay in business and make some money. So it works for me.
Well, that's good. And I hope you can get all your employees back soon. Angela,
thank you.
I got to tell you, I scammed a picture. It's on the inside back cover. I found it online, of course, because right above your head is a sign that says The Good Life.
Yes.
I like that. I'd sooner have that cake instead of the sign, but pretty cool stuff. Let's talk about your website, because I love websites that are more than just a placeholder, but not only does it explain what you do and things that you do and why, but boy, you've got a lot of great stuff here. When I look at the menu, it's hard not to get excited.
Oh yeah, thank you. It's fun too, because we do try to, the bakers, we try to change things up. There, I have learned over the course of the 5 years we've been in business that people really like their favorites. So we have some real bakery favorites that we can't take off the menu. And one of those recipes in the book, it's a peanut butter cookie sandwich with 2 really soft peanut butter cookies and then chocolate butter cream in the middle. And that is one we thought, oh, we've been doing this for 3 years. We'll take it off. We'll do something else. We had to put that back on the menu really quickly. But we do get to play around with some things. Like we have a fruit shortbread bar that will change throughout the year. And sometimes it's like a dark chocolate shortbread and we don't use fruit at all. And we'll do like a chocolate ganache and chocolate crumble on top. And right now it's an almond shortbread base. And then we do a really nice strawberry rhubarb and either strawberry or raspberry or maybe just rhubarb preserve in the middle with like a little shortbread cookie on top. And so it's fun to be able to see what the farmers have, like being in the Midwest, being in the plains, being so close to our farmers. It's really fun to be able to use what we can locally. And rhubarb is a really fun one.
While you were talking, not only was I listening, but I was thumbing through the press section at goldenrodpastries.com. Holy mackerel, young lady. You've been racking them up.
We've been busy. Yeah. It's fun, too, because one thing that I really, really love about, you know, press is great. It's great for people to hear about your business. Always an honor, especially places like Martha Stewart Living. That's, you know, one of those bucket list things. But what gets me most excited is that we're bringing some attention to the part of the country that we live in. And I think that's one thing that's become a passion of mine. I love Nebraska. I love the middle part of the country. And I think it's really, really special. And I think it's important to tell the rest of the country about what we're doing here and about what we're making and what we're eating. And that's one of the most special parts of, I look at that press page and I'm proud of what we've done for sure. But it's more exciting to think about really getting people to think about this part of the country in maybe a different way, or just to think about it and maybe think we should stop there when we're going somewhere.
There you go. I agree. Folks, if you want to learn more about Goldenrod Pastries, it's goldenrodpastries.com. You got to go. And I'll tell you, I'm Angela. You've got a good Facebook and Twitter presence. And I think in this day and age, it amazes me how prolific and, you know, like your last post from Goldenrod in Facebook was 3 hours ago. And it's...
Yeah, we try to keep people really informed, especially right now that when we're not having people in the store, but just in general, I think it's really important to show people what we're making, and we try to tell a story. And I have somebody who helps a lot with social media now. Her name's Maggie, and she does a lot of marketing for me as well, because it really is a full-time job to keep up on that stuff. But it all tells a story, and that's food. And I think that we're all excited about what we're making and what we're selling, and being able to tell that to our customers and tell that to our followers is really important, because as you know, as a person who loves food, there's always a story and there's always like excitement behind it. And we made this for a reason. Like, you know, there's always something special about what we're making, and you just have to look at it and think of that story, and to tell people it really, I think it's really special and really important.
Well, and then I've paged down, in addition to the fact that you're promoting the book, which I think is a great idea, I paged down and I'm looking at soft and fluffy baked pumpkin donuts tossed in our special blend of spices. And I'm thinking, and that's, well, anybody would want to eat those. And these, is that recipe in the book? Did I see that picture in the book?
It is in the book, and I love that recipe. And so obviously it's the end of May, almost June, not really like the pumpkin spice time of year, but we kind of felt like it's been a little bit rainy in Lincoln. But we also feel like it's a very comforting flavor to people. And this donut is super fluffy and super just like unctuous and decadent. And I kind of feel like right now, some of these flavors that are just comforting are good for people. And I know it makes me feel better. It makes me want to like stay cozied up at home and stay there. And so, you know, we kind of try to think about like what will be cheerful for people. And maybe, you know, you always think immediately like lemon or strawberry, something like cheerful like that. But sometimes it's like the things that make you feel just comforted. And so that was the motivation by putting a pumpkin donut on the menu at this time of year. But it is in the cookbook for sure, and it has the spice blend in there.
There's something about the smell that generates, whether it's a pumpkin pie or these donuts, is comforting. It doesn't matter what time of year. I love pumpkin.
I agree.
Can I keep you through one more break?
Of course, yeah.
And I won't keep you for too much longer after this break, but we haven't talked about the book really, and I want to talk about some of the basics. So if somebody, you know, being a pastry chef sounds like an easy job, and you and I both know it's not, and there's so much science into baking and the accuracy of measurement and the ingredients you use, and I want to get your tips to my listeners on what you would need if you bought this book today through your website. What you would need to execute these recipes. So if you'll stay with us just for a minute, We'll be right back. The book we're talking about, Perfectly Golden, Adaptable Recipes for Sweet and Simple Treats. You'll want a copy of this, and I promise, Max, you got to help me remember, we're going to give away a copy after the next segment. So break number three, we'll give away a copy. Don't call now. And don't forget, I got some wine to tell you about, a lot of them. And you can join me tonight at 6 p.m. live on Facebook for a virtual tasting with the wines of Clos du Bois. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.